USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president said at a rally he's likely to choose a woman for a nominee to replace Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who passed away from pancreatic cancer on Friday at the age of 87.
When the choice is made, I'll be sending it over to Mitch in the Senate, and they will do what they have to do. I think we'll have a very popular choice, whoever it may be.
The president said he would name a nominee soon. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says a vote will be held. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany.
This is a president who's guided by the founding of this country and the Constitution. And you look at the justices he's put in place, Neil Gorsuch, you look at Justice Kavanaugh. These are great justices.
The president's short list of potential nominees is reported to include appeals court judges Barbara Lagoa and Amy Coney Barrett. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid infiltration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
Before leaving for his rally in Fayetteville, North Carolina, President Trump spoke with reporters at the White House and endorsed a TikTok deal with Walmart and Oracle.
Conceptually, I think it's a great deal for America. They'll be hiring at least 25,000 people. It'll most likely be incorporated in Texas. It'll be a brand new company. It will have nothing to do with any outside land, any outside country.
He said the new company will be called TikTok Global. Federal officials have intercepted a package that was addressed to President Trump. It tested positive for the poison ricin. It was found at an off-site location that screens mail addressed to the White House. The FBI, the Secret Service, and the U.S. Postal Service inspectors are investigating the source of the package. The Postal Service says there's no danger to the public. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A number of record storms has caused the National Hurricane Center to change how they name tropical storms. USA's John Hunt has the story.
The National Hurricane Center, for only the second time in history, has resorted to using the Greek alphabet as hurricane names this season, after running out of traditional names in a year that continues to smash records. The Greek alphabet comes into play after 21 traditional names like Laura and Sally are used, starting with an A name and progressing through the alphabet as new storms form. The letters Q, U, X, Y, and Z are not used. Subtropical Storm Alpha came to life off the coast of Portugal just after the season's 21st storm, Tropical Storm Wilfred, formed earlier in the day.
A southern state has made it clear who won't be able to vote by mail in November. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns reports.
The Mississippi Supreme Court ruled Friday that fearing COVID-19 does not automatically qualify anyone to vote absentee. The decision clarified whether a lower court ruling would have expanded access to absentee ballots. Mississippi is one of a handful of states that has not expanded access to mail-in voting despite the coronavirus pandemic. State law allows absentee ballots for those 65 and older, those away from home on Election Day, or for those who have to work when the polls are open. Those with a temporary or permanent physical disability can also request an absentee ballot if they cannot vote without substantial hardship or risk.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.